welcome to the Julian Ellis Show. I am Julian Ellis, yours truly. Today we're going to be talking about a couple articles that came out. And Naomi picked about 10 articles again. I didn't even have to go through the first three I had chosen him. The topics. First topic is the World Championship in Massage, Building an International Touch Community from Massage Mag. So I'm going to go through that article a little bit. Second article will be the best part of being a spa pro. And that's it. Those are the only two articles we're going to be covering today. And the first one is a topic which is very dear to my heart. I love J.P. Tensberg, the organizer of the World Championship in Massage. We covered it last year, and we will be covering it this year too. So we will be there. It is end of June, 22-23, I think. Yes, 22-23 of June, this year, 2019. Great place to be. I mean, that's where all the great therapists go. Spa managers, schools are there. You've got a few sponsors that are there. Great for networking, great to learn. It's just a wonderful thing to do. Let me read through the article a little bit. Massagemag.com, and this is dated from January 30th, 2019, a little earlier this year. It may come as a surprise to most U.S. massage therapists that there is a thriving competitive massage scene happening in Europe right now. In addition to dozens of national championships, there are several large-scale international events, including the World Championship in Massage, which is taking place June 22-23, 2019 in Copenhagen, Denmark. Competitors from around the globe for 2019, competitors from France, Peru, Thailand, Serbia, the UK, Italy, Sweden, Mexico, Canada, Singapore, Germany, and the US, among other countries, are already signed up, converge to network, learn from each other, and present effective and innovative touch in front of judges and attendees. And you've got this big picture with the American team that was there. You've got Jonathan Grassi, you've got Joe Laven in the picture, and you have Travis, who won the Asian gold medal, I think so. Asian gold or Asian silver, I can't remember. Great therapist. He did acro yoga. In fact, you can find, if you're interested in seeing videos of these two guys, Jonathan Grassi and Travis, you will find it on the Massage World YouTube channel, and we did a couple videos about those guys. And I continue in the article. Massage Magazine caught up with J.P. Tensberg, the World Championships founder and organizer. Joe Laven, a judge at last year's event, and three American massage therapists, Tracy Windmill, Travis Nuth, I'm not sure how to pronounce his last name actually, and Chaz Armstrong, who won medals in 2018. Chaz Armstrong has a great YouTube channel too. Fun stuff on there. To find out what it takes to compete in massage on the world stage. An emerging trend, the World Championship in Massage, sprang from the mind of Tensberg, a former professional football player who started his own massage school. According to Tensberg, the idea came from a brainstorming session about how to gather the best massage therapists in the world and compare styles. Open quote, I wanted to make a master class of the world's best massage therapists, Tensberg said. I thought to myself, maybe you can put them in the same room and have them teach each other. Then I had the idea of making it a championship. Tensberg's organization, the International Massage Association, held its first national championship in 2016. Tensberg and his team expanded the event in 2017, naming it the World Championship in Massage, and opened its doors to therapists from all over the world. while the notion of inserting an activity associated with relaxation into a competitive landscape may strike many Americans as counterintuitive, Europeans have been doing it to great fanfare. Now, that's a nice way of putting it. The fact is, within the European therapist, say, community, it is a very controversial thing too. We have, since last year's event in 2018, we started the European Massage Association and European Massage Championship. So there was a great event there that I was involved in organizing. And we had therapists, in our case, from all over Europe. And we wanted to kind of make it a stepping stone to go to the World Championship because we, I mean, and we worked with Jepe on this, with Jepe Tensberg. And the winners from the Euro go to, had, the five winners from the Euro had free tickets to go to the World Championship. Now, they're saying here that Europeans kind of just jumped into it and are not questioning the fact that massage could be a competition. That's not fully accurate. The Europeans are, in fact, Europeans, I would say even more so the French in particular, I live in Paris, France, are very critical of the whole endeavor. And, you know, we must not forget, like, what Jepe started doing and what we wanted to do on a European level was to celebrate the know-how, the trade, and the therapists. We wanted to give it, and you know what, also what Jepe said, create an environment in which therapists can meet, learn from each other, showcase what they know how to do. So the championship, if you think of it, is really almost just kind of a, it's an excuse. It's an excuse. There's like, it's not a, the medals, it's not that they're a bait, but they're, say, a good reason to go there, kind of work on your notoriety as a therapist and so on. And but I would say that that is only one part of these events. The other very major part of it is really, as JP said, was to get everybody in one place. And as these, indeed, they're a trend, and as these competitions grow, you've got more and more people coming from everywhere in the world. And, you know, at the European Massage, our championship, the European Massage Championship, took place end of March this year, 2019, a huge success. And the reason why it was a success is exactly related to the topic I was just talking about this thing about competition and so on. I can tell you, everybody who left that championship, the Euro Championship, was absolutely delighted. And not everybody got a medal. And the thing is, everybody realized that it was a celebration of the trade of massage. That's what it is. And we wanted to celebrate quality people who, you know, work hard, who've got things to show. The every massage is a unique moment. Every therapist is a unique person. And we wanted to showcase that, exactly like Jepe wanted to showcase that. And so the competition, again, is just, say, the competition is the framework. What happens in there is much bigger than the competition. These are the first moments in the, like, the history of massage where all of these therapists from everywhere in the world get to meet. There's no other place where that's actually possible. There are spa trade shows, there are wellness trade shows, but then you've got that, like, this little group of massage therapists there, and then you've got the people doing the nails here and the people doing the hair there, and then the skin products and so on. And, you know, we've talked about this stuff. All this is good and dandy, but it's not, like, focused on, you know, an event for massage therapists. So this is why these events are so great, way beyond the championship side and the medal side. Now, don't get me wrong, the medals do, I mean, there are judges, there's criteria of evaluation, there's qualitative, quantitative data, which is looked at during these championships. And it's not an easy thing to do. Like, judging a massage is not easy. In fact, you talk to any judge, it's a hard thing to do, and everybody knows that, like, including the organizers. Absolutely everyone knows it, except at some point you have to give yourself some form of, you know, some way to formalize what you're seeing as a judge. You can also get feedback from, say, the client, even though it's not a paying client in the championship, but you get a feedback from the receiver. And then you judge the massages. And in fact, everybody who gets a medal, I mean, it's not like people get a medal and actually they're not good therapists. These are all great therapists, right? So there is kind of like a natural selection of things. And the judges are massage school teachers, directors, association directors, therapists themselves, experienced therapists, and so on. So you've got a lot of very experienced people who look at these therapies and are able to judge them. All right, I'm going to stop on that on my own talking, and I'm going to get back to this article. According to Tracy Windmill, who meddled in 2018 in 2018 in Europe, it's huge, she says. The therapists that win over there get treated like celebrities. To a certain extent, it's true. Constantina, who won the 2018, she got two gold medals in Western inspired, and she got the overall gold medal. She's been traveling all year long, from country to country. Spas are calling on her to come work with them. She's getting opportunities. Like, it's kind of like a Miss Universe type thing within the world of massage. It's kind of fun. And following that, we founded together the European Massage Association and created the Euro Championship. So she's had an amazing year. And so she will be back this year with me, with our other two co-founders, Nico and Ivan Conversano, who's the president. And we're all going to be there this year representing EMA, but not only representing the European Massage Association, we'll be representing other things and just kind of be there because we love that environment. And that's where we all met. I mean, think about it, the networking is great. You meet wonderful people. You also meet, what you have to understand is you may argue that they're not the best, necessarily the best therapists in the world, right? You can say, well, what do I know if some guy in the south of France or somebody else in Oklahoma is just a better therapist? What do you know? You know? Well, true, but one of the things that comes along with these events is that you have the people who by nature are proactive in their careers, right? So they are willing to come out and show what they know how to do, have it evaluated, meet other people. These are proactive people. So it's all good and dandy if you're in the, if we go back to the Oklahoma or South of France person, if they're there in their little studio, in their little spa or whatnot, and they're not showing the world, we can't know they're great. If you know great therapists, if you are a great therapist, come to these events, you know? Don't worry about the championship part of it. Don't worry about the medal part of it. Come meet other people. Meet other therapists. Meet people who want to exchange, who want to show what they know how to do and learn what you know how to do, right? So this is the great benefit of going to these championships. Now, let me continue. America brings something new. Thus far, the participation of American massage therapists in the World Championship has been fairly small. In 2018, there were fewer than 10 Americans out of 130 participants, which is not that bad when you think about it, right? There are what is it, 230 countries in the world? Naomi, do you know? About 230? I would say about 230 countries in the world. Hopefully, I'm not too far off. But 230 countries, there are 38 represented last year. At the Euro, there was about 15 represented. And 10 Americans is not that bad, actually. Great team. Lots of different stuff too. Amon Green, that you see in the picture here, he's the if any of you look at poker, you know there's a guy named the Unabomber, and that's his nickname, and he always has a hoodie on. Well, Amon Green always has a hoodie on, and he was in the finals. So you got the finals, you've got about 100, maybe 60, 70 people overlooking, because you've got the participants plus the people who accompany them, right? So you've got about 170 people there, and you've got Amon who's with his hoodie over him ready to massage. Actually, an outstanding therapist, you can just tell. We got a chance to talk a little bit. I got a, say, off-the-cuff interview of him. We were talking about, and that's what's fun too. You get to talk to people really about really specific stuff. Like, he uses these plastic covers on his thumbs to protect his thumbs. because he does a lot of deep tissue, right? And so he was showing me these little things that I had never seen before. So you just get a little info here and there. You can find actually that again off the cuff interview, because he's not even in the shot when I'm talking to him. I recorded it, but I don't think he's in the shot. So whatever, but you can hear him talk about it. It's kind of fun. That is on the Massage World YouTube channel. You can find it there. So let's go back to the article. Despite their small number, Americans have made an impact, Tenschberg said. The Americans are doing something that we do not do in Europe, he said. They are bringing something new over. Apparently, the judges agree, as roughly half of the Americans present at the 2018 event medaled in their categories. Windmill won silver in the freestyle category. Chaz Armstrong won silver in chair massage. Jonathan Gresham, and there was a lot of interesting stuff at the on with the chair massages. You had a guy from Israel who had invented a whole new protocol just for the championship, and he did a full chair massage with only, wait for it, only his knees. Only his knees. He did not use his hands. So he balances with his hands, but he's got this kind of like balancing act going on where he will use both his feet to tap on the person's back who is on the chair. Real interesting thing to see. Kind of hard to imagine it if you don't see it, but it's I mean, voila, you know, and that thing might stick or it might not, but damn it, you got people trying. Trying out new stuff, right? So back to the article. Chaz Armstrong won silver in chair massage. Jonathan Grassi won bronze for freestyle, and Travis Nuth took home the gold in freestyle. So it was in freestyle, not in Asian, as I said earlier. Apologies for a mistake. And I continue to read. I know this is a long trip for Americans, Tenschberg adds, but it's important that they come over. Armstrong, who traveled to the event alone, said he felt very welcome in Copenhagen. Most of the people there understood English, he said. The cool thing about this competition is that no matter what language you speak, there's only one language of touch, and if you've got that touch, they're going to see it. Indeed, and most people do speak English at least a little bit, because that's obviously in an international setting like that. That is obviously the language that you'll be speaking. What to expect? Flying across the world to compete in front of strangers can be intimidating, but those we have also a video about that, the competition atmosphere, and how it can be a little stressful. So we got that on the Massage World YouTube YouTube channel. All right, let me continue. But those who have made the leap have found the experience rewarding, according to Joe Laven. Hello, Joe, if you're seeing this, who served as a head judge in 2018. We've got an interview of Joe Laven, too. We interviewed everybody over there. I got to see some things that I've never seen before, and I got to meet a ton of people from all around the world. The article continues. Regarding what a new participant can expect, Windmill said, when you arrive, you are selected to be in groups of three. One is the giver, one is the receiver. No problem at all. One is the giver, one is the receiver, and one is the wellness, is the witness watching. The receiver is part of the judging criteria, because the judge because the judges check with them and get their feedback. Indeed. And we repeated that in Italy for the Euro championship, because you got to get feedback from the receiver. You know, it can look great, but ultimately only the receiver can say. There are five main categories: Swedish, wellness, chair and freestyle, Western, Western inspired, and Eastern inspired. Judges are looking at the technique the therapist is using, body mechanics, flow, innovation, interaction with the client. On the second day of the competition, they choose eight participants to then go on. Windmill said, everyone is a contender for a medal, gold, silver, or bronze for their categories, and then there's a gold, silver, and bronze for overall, which is that one that Konstantina Makri from Greece won. So she won for, I think it was Western or Wellness, and for the overall. Whoever is a contender for the gold in their category ends up in front of all the participants, the final that I was mentioning earlier, right? There you have an hour to give your massage while 130 participants watch you. Each of the audience has a point or a vote to give to one of the eight finalists. And there are also judges at this round, Windmill said. When you're a finalist, you're massaging a judge. Under that, there's a picture of Chad Armstrong himself. He's got a towel over his head, I assume because he's sweating. It's kind of funny to see. You see another one of those things, as I was saying earlier, you get all these insights, little, you know, tidbits, techniques about how people handle the very, what might seem as minor issues during a massage, right? It can, during a strong deep tissue massage, sometimes a therapist can sweat. And if you do, how do you handle it? You don't want the sweat falling on the client, right? Well, here you see Chad Armstrong has a towel right over his head. Chaz Armstrong, sorry. I hadn't seen him do that during the championship, but it's kind of a funny picture. The article goes on. Here comes the judge. Regarding the judging process, head judge Laven has an interesting perspective. Massage therapists are artists as much as we are therapists. Our work is very personal, so judging is a heavy responsibility. It was a lot of gut checks along the way. You've got the criteria is nice, but it's still subjective. And indeed, that's why you also got to ask the receiver, right? And in the interview we got of Joe Laven, he was saying how much of a hard time he was having doing that. Because, in fact, I mean, my take on it, and, you know, every judge has their way, and my take on it is you shouldn't be looking for strictly objective criteria. There is objective criteria. If you're spilling the oil all over the client, it's no good. If the client is, you know, half naked and cold, no good. If you know, if you create an environment where there's noise, no good, etc. So there's very objective criteria, and then there's the whole subjective part. We all understand this within the community. Everybody knows there's a subjective, qualitative part to a massage. And in the end, I mean, you would be surprised, because there, most of the people that I saw that struck me as giving a great massage during the initial rounds were actually people who ended up in the final. And the same thing happened in the Euro Championship, which I organized, but I didn't judge. I was completely, me and the other three founders, Nico, Ivan, and Konstantina, we were not involved in the judging itself. We were organizers, right? But I can tell you there were a couple people I saw in the initial rounds. Those people ended up in the finals, because you can just kind of, you see a massage and you can tell the person is really, you know, getting a lot from it as a receiver. And ultimately what it comes down to is, would I want to get that massage? And in some cases, no. And there's, we also all have our personal preferences. I'm not a fan of Thai. But you know, ultimately, you see a massage and you say to yourself, that looks amazing, and that person must be so relaxed, you know. All right, and we're back, and I'm probably a little different than before, because our camera shut down. Not our camera, Naomi's camera shut down. And I'll wrap up on this article. I'll just cover a couple more points that it addresses, which are quite interesting. The one is what it takes to compete. Even though massage therapists are usually very giving people, that doesn't mean they don't like to win. Indeed, and in my experience in these competitions, a few people become very competitive, maybe too competitive. Yes, you spend money, you put time aside, you go all the way to Copenhagen, or for the Euro, you go to Spinamberto, Italy. It is a big kind of like investment, time and money, and you know, you want to go back with a, you want to come home with a medal. That's a natural thing. That's normal. It's healthy. The only thing is when that becomes, say, the only reason for going. I think for those who, if those who go there with that, only that in mind. In fact, there's a French championship. I was speaking to a therapist a few weeks before. Time to time, we'd exchange a couple messages, and she was going there to the French championship for a medal. She wanted the medal. All the rest was not important to her, the networking part and so on. She didn't get the medal, very disappointed and so on. And it's normal that she would be disappointed if that's the only thing she was trying to do. You really got to look at these events as almost like kind of like a massage convention. And it so happens to be that the format is a championship, and it's great if you take home a medal, but it's just, it can't be the only reason. It can maybe even be the center point. But focus on the people you meet, on what you learn, and on the celebration of our trade in massage. innovation takes center stage. I'm browsing through the article, which is kind of long, real interesting. Again, this article is from massagemag.com, massage magazine, obviously. Dated end of January. You'll find the article. Innovation takes center stage. Again and again, when medalists analyzed the aspect of their massage, they caught the judges' attention. The same word keeps coming up, uniqueness. When you do your routine, they want uniqueness, said Armstrong. When you're putting your routine together, think to yourself, have the judges seen this before? If they have, then don't show it. Or as Travis Nuth puts it, I created a uniqueness. I did a type of therapeutic acrobatics. I have the client on my feet, with my feet somewhere around their waist or around their back, somewhere where it's going to be safe, but where it's also going to create compression in the body to work out some of those knots and things. It's very different and very unique in terms of things that it can do, he added. I believe that's what put me over the edge. Now, what Travis did, we interviewed him. Again, you can find that on the Massage World channel, YouTube channel. He did what he calls, it's a light version of acro yoga, he says. And so it's very yoga oriented. There's, it's basically fully body work, but a lot of it is done in the air. It's very impressive. It's quite beautiful to look at. I don't know if personally I would like it. I'm kind of curious about it. I don't know if I would like it, but it's interesting. You can catch a few of his videos on our channel again. Now, about the unique part, yes, you want to have something of your own, but I would say any of the aspects you look at, whether it's innovation or anything else, the flow or so on and so forth, that's all going to come secondary to how well you focus on your client. In the end, massage is always about that. And any therapist that goes there and forgets that part to the detriment of being unique and innovative and doing something nobody has ever seen, yeah, that's all good. If you forget your client, no use. And it's obvious, but it should be reminded. Anybody who is participating in these events, I mean, my advice when we were at the Euro Championship, the advice I gave to the therapist there is, forget the judges, forget the cameras, forget the people looking on, forget the other competitors, focus only on your client. And if you can do that well, you will come out as a great therapist, and the judges will recognize that too. In fact, they will. That's the most important part. So just stick to that. And yes, innovation is important. Innovation is one of the aspects that people look at, that the judges look at over there, and it's always nice to have new stuff. We at the Euro gave the gave the we had medals, special recognition medals for innovation flow and so on. So there was a medal specifically for innovation, and we gave that to Vlad from Romania, and we gave him that medal because he had this neat technique where he had hot stones. He was given a hot stone massage, but the stones were heated with fire, and so he had the stones in his hands. He had rag under it. He would put fluid and he would light it up, and then so the stone would burn in his hand, and it was all very soft. It's not like everything is flaming everywhere, it's just a little flame and it's heating up, and then he would turn out the fire just by doing that, and the rag would go over the stones and put the fire out, and then he would put the stones gently over his client. And we saw that, and you know, I don't know if that's a technique that used to exist or exists and he just simply revived that, or if that was his invention. Nonetheless, none of the judges had seen that before. So he got the innovation medal mostly for that, say, move, if you can call it a move, for that technique. And Vlad has very, say, soft and a very soft and gentle way about how he goes. So it's all just very flowy, and you've got flames and you've got a client relaxing and he puts him down. It was just kind of a nice new way to go about a hot stone massage. So that's how he got innovation. And there were other innovative things. You know, the girl with the bamboos, she was using various bamboo sticks and so on. She was just great, but it didn't quite trump for that medal. It didn't quite trump Vlad. About the, hey, why don't we, I'm just curious myself about who the author of this article is. The author is Philip Weber, a San Diego-based writer and co-founder of the English Adept, a language learning website where he blogs frequently. His news and features for Massage Magazine, including how CrossFit Massage grew this practice from 2 to 7 employees and massage therapists adopt the food truck trend. It's a well-crafted article. There's also a registration link. As far as I know, the registrations they're full. I don't think they need more participants or want more participants. I'm not fully sure of that. Do double check on the website if you're interested in going. It's in exactly 1 month. Again, we'll be there. We're happy to meet any of you therapists that are watching this video. Just don't hesitate to be in touch. And I hope this was interesting information concerning the World Championship and just the championship trend as a whole, and the one that we did, the European Championship. I'll let you folks go with this because my computer is ringing away. Until tomorrow, be well. Happy to have you listen. See ya. Taxi fare. The fanny's in the chasing, and the fanny's what I'm at.